Hi, today I want to talk about a really important topic, and that is, why do some entrepreneurs make it and some entrepreneurs not? Well, that's a big issue, and you may be trying to build your business now and wondering whether you are going to make it, or if you've already made it, wondering how far you'll go. And I believe, and I've seen as we coach entrepreneurs all over Australia, that there are three primary things that you need to focus on if you're going to succeed as an entrepreneur. And the entrepreneurs who do focus on these three areas succeed enormously versus the entrepreneurs who don't pay any attention to these three areas. So what are the three areas that you need to focus on? The first is the great entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs that succeed are absolutely learners. They're extremely learning oriented. So if you look at someone who is not doing well at business, generally they think that they know it all, they think that these kind of things won't work, or when they confront something that they don't know about, they avoid it rather than saying, you know what, I haven't seen this before, I'm gonna learn about it. Or, hey, I'm not good at this, I'm gonna learn how to be good at it. Well, the more you think about it, the people who get ahead are those who look at situations and learn their way out of it or learn their way above it. And Carol Dweck at Stanford has done an enormous amount of research on this, the difference between someone with a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And I definitely advocate that you check out her studies on that. Now, the second reason that some entrepreneurs make it and some entrepreneurs don't is the entrepreneurs who make it are testers. You know, when you look at people, and we coach entrepreneurs of all different descriptions, the people that aren't making it successfully in business aren't usually testing a lot of stuff. And I define testing in particular in two areas, and that is they test by trying a lot of stuff. So literally, you'll find a successful entrepreneur will try 10 things, and on the 10th try, it will work. And then they'll ride that success potentially for the next 10 years. People say they were lucky. No, actually, they failed 9 times. They tested 9 things that didn't work, and on their 10th, it did. So number one, they're testers because they try a lot of stuff. And number two, they're effective testers because they monitor what they test. So some entrepreneurs will test some things, but they never really know if they work. They don't know if that ad worked. They don't know if the email worked. They don't know if this particular bit of PR worked because they're not closely monitoring the results. So being a tester is absolutely critical to being a successful entrepreneur. And you do that by trying a lot of stuff and by monitoring the results of what you try. Now, the third reason that some entrepreneurs make it and some entrepreneurs don't is the entrepreneurs that make it are askers. They ask a lot. You know, there's so many entrepreneurs that are sitting in their offices hiding and hoping that a potential customer will come to them. They'll call them up or they'll hear about them. And even though many companies have grown purely by referral or purely by reputation, the chances of being an extraordinary company and being an extraordinary entrepreneur without asking a lot of people to buy your products or services, well, that's really, really small. And most people are scared of doing it. So great entrepreneurs are great askers. How do they ask? Well, they ask by phone. In many cases, they just get on the phone and say, hey, can we have a meeting about this? Or I think, you know, we'd work really well together, or I've got this great thing that'll help you. So they ask by phone and they ask by email. So a lot of great entrepreneurs and a lot of great companies are sending out a lot of emails and building relationships with a lot of people en masse and then eventually selling them something. And of course, they ask by ads. So a lot of companies are doing significant advertising campaigns, either online or offline. And that's just another type of asking, isn't it? Just because the ad might appear on a screen doesn't mean it's not still that entrepreneur asking someone to talk to them about their product or service. So just have a think about these three areas. Learning, you're a learner or you're not a learner. Testing, you're a tester or you don't test much. And thirdly, asking. you ask a lot of people to buy your products or to consider buying your products, or you don't. You just sit and wait for them to come to you. Which of those are you really good at? Are you good at all three? If you're not good at all three, what could you do so that all three are excellent, that they're main major parts of your entrepreneurial repertoire? The more you think about it, the more you can see that at the heart of many, many entrepreneurial successes is the ability to be a learner, to be a tester, and to be an asker. So work on these three things, and you'll find that your business will rise and rise.